D'accord, c'est une roche de rigolo, la dingue, mais ça veut dire que.
We really don't need to finish all this, you know. We will live wherever we arrive. So if we are doing our oral transmission, then we need to finish.
Ani tela tsuyingi chandanya bigi shuu kankana chuyangi tani chila ani chuyi chi dzimbisimi chuyung chi kursala.
So after the stabilize the merit field, then we need to set up the instrument for the bath. So you know, if we don't gather the instrument, then just visualize for the bathing ablutions, you know, in front of the merit field. There is a ablution pond, you know, big pond.
Ina kamba yin do, kamba chi goji yin chi, ani miti ki lare mi, ina kasa ko ta kanchi miti ki rangchi yin yue sabu jan ngi yin, yue kasa miti ki yue rabu chi jan ngi yin, chi yin ini lare yin yin, ani chi tela yin ini tan chi tsukin chan dan yin bi chui yin yin, ini ta kwa do yin ini chui chi zun bu yin yin chui, tenu yin.
And in the center of the pond, there is a house for the ablution, as number of ablution throne, as number of the merit field visualized Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, that much ablution throne, and you know, floor and the pillars and the umbrellas on the ceiling. There are umbrellas, and that they are all crystal floor with beautiful jewels and ornaments and pearls ornaments and so on. And the floor is the crystal with different precious stones, ornaments, and also on the wall and on the, from the ceiling hanging different kind of pearls and so on, different kind of ornaments and the umbrellas like that.
Benan do jamba yi chui chegu yin so na ani chui chu pungpa tang, ani nangza tang, ani kula shue yi ani chui ten chui zingi yi, ani gilung chung chung yi nangba ten de pe yang khaa dan jeba yin so na ani chui bi nangma chamba da yi, ani chui chu pungpa tang yang kasa ani nangza tang, ani kuli lu shue yi chui ten chui pe ten yin, ten chui yi chi bandwa.
And for this you know, bathing practice, there are sutra bathing ablution traditions and sutra rituals and tantric rituals. In sutra, you know, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas all in the form of the bath assistants who hold the ornaments and the fragrances and the water vase and so on are in sutra ritual. All are in the form of monks. So, and in tantra rituals, all those bath attendants holding the ornaments and the fragrances and bathing vase and all who are attending the baths, all those are god and goddesses, you know, form.
Ani ti karire se so na pena shu chi ni gare re se so na ani pena cheta tang ba tsang je ne de jin shi ju de la yi je de je da yi san je chang de de thoma ko tang ba ti se na la yi pe da pomo de da yi ni ma da bi chi bi de da la yi la yi pe da pomo de zi yi ni ku chu so ba re es de na yi yi ni nge ni ma so yi pena da kan je chu ba de ran ni pena chu je ba bo na ran ni to ka le gen lo chu ya ni la yi pe da pomo su chu ya na chu ba pi gu yi ji se de ne je se na ani thoma de ni ho re se na
So how this ritual happened is when Buddha Shakyamuni born in Lumbini, and you know at that time celestial beings, gods, goddesses holding the you know bathing things and drying towels and you know celestial waters and so on, they give a bath to the baby Buddha at the time of birth. So likewise, you know, this ritual, bathing ritual, is on the basis of that time.
Ani tanda sagurata pena dinso ngaso tiji dinrela da pena jayi kola nyomo mangaya ani sinje ye ni leji diba ta be che de ni jayi kola ni chuche de so yi ani sinje ye diba ta wa chi jayi yin se ne ganje tanda de sa yin yin san je le ta ba che ja ki yo marwa sa.
So why we giving bath to the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, is as mentioned that the Buddha's body don't have any contaminations and it is completely pure, but you know we our impure body and all those things to purify those things we give bath to the Buddha's body.
Mibachini ha kore ma chuwa mibachabala da sha pidi ani lomba lama ye dan san je tani ga so ye je wa de ji pore je ne ma chuwa je ne ngo so je dan de ma de ne ko ron pore ma chu bi de ba yore la da de na ye ye mibachi mibachi de ko de ga ron go.
So when we give you know bath, it's as we you know visualize the merit field turn by turn, first the you know the main Buddhas in the merit field, then meditational deities and Bodhisattvas and so on, give bath also turn by turn. So we're not going to elaborate much for this thing. So people might wonder why we give a bath, why we do the ablution ritual, cause you know to purify our bodily negativities, mentally negativities, and as well as verbally negativities. That's why we offer bath to the Buddha's body, Buddha's speech, and Buddha's mind. So to recall these things when we do the jocha.
Ta tundu ye ni chusu te cha sa wa ta da ni pe na yin ju da ta do la tu ni ji ji si de si chang de ju su su se de ha chusu ju gi te ma ta ta ni ha xie shi qi jian nan lao shang dan ji ni xu zhong guo lai ni ga sa gan ji xu dong shang mo bo chu kan de bo ni yang xin dong guo bo na yin gan ji tun zhi yu zhi zhi jian nan rang rang yin ni xu zhong guo le xu song sa mi ba jia ge.
So after the bath, you know, and dry off and offer the ornaments and fragrances and so on, after that, then, you know, we recite the, you know, lines, the Dada Dola Tuzichi. At that time, you know, we imagine that all the merit field descend down for the bath, and then, you know, after the all everything done, you know, then descend back to their own places, like many birds come down and to the pond, and then up, after they come down to the pond, then they all fly all together. So need to imagine like that, and this is in a imagination of in a miracle.
맞지. 나 드르지 예수사 손에니 다 뒤에 뒤에다니 연하디 배고니 조사도 제 제고 왔어. 말로.
So after they went back to their own places in as we visualize, you know, then after that then we practice the purifications and accumulation of merits and so on.
되게 내가 가던 바기 히트 버스 인도 손도 와. 아니 하다라마게 되나라. 아니 소사다 주바장원 내대잖아. 로잘 나이기로 또바데 제가 말해 상에 지나요. 깨치 되니래 저거든 요거를 손도 와. 내가
So if we practice like this genuinely with deep inspiration, then you know, as you know, one of the Kadamba master said that even you know, I practiced like this for 100 years, I couldn't able to achieve any attainments. Like that kind of feeling from the beginning, if we have like that, but you know, if we practice genuinely with deep admiration, then you know, all of a sudden, instantaneously, you will attain a realization that could happen. There is a great possibilities. So some people think that this seven limb practice is just for the beginner or just as a preparatory practice. It is not the actual practice. Some people might say like that, but that's wrong, that's a mistake. This seven limb practice is important in the beginning and at the in the middle and at the end too. So it is same to the sutra practice and tantra practice, especially, you know, in all the four tantras, it greatly emphasizes on this seven limb practice.
Pena, any pena, Jitongabachambo, Yepe, Lonnie, be the Tashine, Lazala, Ben, Laman, Ben, Montamo, Bodanilla, Sunja, Nominegazala, any Tanda, any Tendrigi Sunja, Jachimo, non be call me, Sajan and Bego, the Jizan Jambe, Mussosone, any Jenny. 이니 가서 허가를 샤데니 편에 이니 연락된 것이 있는 것 중에 있어서 들어야 송도와.
So as in the Lama Tsongkhapa's time, you know, even though Lama Tsongkhapa has attained a high realizations and has numerous disciples, and you know, always give a teaching, and there are hundreds of thousands of disciples. But you know, Manjushri gave vision to Lama Tsongkhapa and asked Lama Tsongkhapa to go to a solitary, you know, hermit and practice the seven limb practice so that purify the negativities and to accumulate the merits. So, and also the Bodhisattvas from the, you know, first Bhumi to the tenth Bhumi, all these realized Bodhisattvas also practice this seven limb practice and make the offerings and you know so on to purify and to accumulate the merit. So if those you know bodhisattvas have to engage and practice this seven limb practice in a great deal, then why not we, the ordinary people, not practice seven limb practice? So as we know that we all have the body mind or the potential or the propensity to attain the Buddhahood, you know, we have the seed there, and if that seed is not reinforced or supported by the purification and the accumulation of merit, then that seed is mere dry seed, like a dry seed that is not met with the moistures and fertilizers and heats and so on. So, in the meantime, if we try to practice and try to meditate, but we couldn't able to do as we wish, there are, you know, always there are some kind of hindrances and obstacles and hurries and like that happen because, you know, we are lack of merit. That is why all these obstacles are happening. So now from the seven limb practice, the first practice is the practice of prostration. So as you know, prostration means there are physical prostration and mental prostration and verbal prostrations. So out of these three prostrations, first physical prostration, as you know there are two prostrations. One is full body length prostration and one is half prostration. So first we won't go through the aspiration prayer. We will just go how to do the prostration. So when we do the you know half body prostration, then you know all our five limb need to touch on the ground. So five limb means you know our forehead and two palm of the hand and two knees. So to do the mudras for the prostration mudras, you know, we don't do a flat palm joined together. We don't do that. We join the palm together in the shape of a jewel. The two thumb inside, put fold inside the palm, and two palm together.
라반이 차지 테모니데 라반 놀로 주니니 노비 세불다지 초초디 노비 이게셔 가면서 남비 좀 되는 노비 얘기 했던지 열었어.
So if we do that kind of mudra, then it is said it is the shape of a jewel.
라바 예비 테모데 예비 내는 따라 책을 놀로 사제전에 내 놀로 주다.
So as Rinpoche has shown, you know, if we do like that, then it will really become a shape of a jewel.
Company katu yano, company shishi chiche.
And to fit need to be together.
Zupoya katu long.
And stand up straight.
Shaja tombote zu ngo chi chi leja.
First, both the hand together touch the crown of our head. So it will leave a potential in our mind stream to obtain the Buddha's, I don't know, is Ushnisha or like that. So second, we need to touch on the between our eyebrows, so it will leave the potential in our mind stems to obtain, and the, there is a special, you know, mark for the Buddhas that there is a special hair on the between Buddha's eyebrow. So that's a kind of auspicious mark. So
then the Timasha to the Kahijin Pinsan Yiparu tell me Tanaka Jagdor, tell me Zubun Zubusa.
Some statues of the Buddha Shakyamuni, we can see between the Buddha Shakyamuni statue's eyebrow, there is a diamond or some kind of precious stone there. It represents that hair. So third, we put the palm, folded palm in our throat, you know, it represents to achieve or leave the potential to achieve the Buddha's melodious speech. Then fourth, we touch the heart. It represents to leave the propensity or the potential to achieve the Buddha's wisdom mind. So after that, you know, we directly touch the ground with our five limbs. And when we do the prostrations, then we really do it correctly. Otherwise, instead of accumulating merit, you will leave a negative imprint. So, you know, as we touch the ground, we go touch the ground properly with hand, all palm touching together, not like making a fist and touch the ground, or, you know, some kind of different position touch together is no good. So when we touch the ground with all our five limbs touch the ground, then immediately we need to get up. Otherwise, not like staying there for a moment, kind of resting, not like that. So it will also leave a negative imprint. You know, when you touch the ground, immediately get up and imagine that you are immediately release from the hell.
Ne shaja de jena chi pa yin ba chi changsha se de pe na shin du sa la re wa na yi su bo chang su sa la ja go so.
And the you know touching the four different part of our body is the same when we do the full length body length prostration. It's the same then when we touch the ground, we need to touch the ground, all the body parts like a lock fall on the ground. So in the beginning of the prostration, whatever we physical prostration we do, you know, if we could able to recite the prostration a mantra like Om Namah Shriye Namah Sushriye, like you know that mantra three times or as much as you could, that helps the and it will multiply our prostration into a, you know, many thousand times.
Dijelani sosogi chi changdo den sha se gen re ani zo ga sogi pe na ji remo chi sha se jan mo den de la yang dong sha den ani den de sha mo sha den se bi de yer sa la da sha se lo.
And after that mantra, then you know you can do the prostration reciting the refuge or the Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition is that when you do the prostration, you recite 35 confession Buddha's name.
That you know, I was told that you are not the one who is going to be 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 the one.
So, in conjunction with this, you know, aspiration prayer, the prostration practice starts with Jinyesudha Chujujitena here in all of the world, in all 10 directions, recite the Tathagatas. That four line emphasizes on the prostration.
Do you call on to Missy Yalon Shasi said that, Tanapa, Missy Tendishayasa came to Salada? Go, Madden, and so me patching the voyage.
So traditionally, you know, even though this is the line recitation for the prostration practice, but you know, traditionally we don't get up do the prostration. We just merely imagine the prostration.
Wana pena ale korongi masugi pena karsa jaga yi jung kandachi na tanda jinis karsa tanda zanshu malate dore doas. Tu pekel ju jenare do ina kanje tombo ale jong koro ma sang gon jong yini tu yini karal choba jago yini choba ja di jese ini jaga ki ke kare inte pekel joba de kono jong yin roton chene kane ni yoras.
So this aspiration prayer is included in the sutra. So you know whatever, either it is a sutra or tantra or any kind of Buddha's teaching, when it translates from Sanskrit to Tibetan, always there is the name of title of the text, and then the salutation to Buddha or salutation to Manjushri or whatever the subject matter is. According to that subject matter, it begins with a salutation to Buddha or Manjushri or so on.
Nui mina pena jaga na kare segre, baby mina kare segre. Ani shanchu sumbi shoba zomba de palanji jabore sana songa de sana da.
So here it said that you know this text title is this such and such called in Sanskrit and such called in Tibetan, and you know all the conducts of the Bodhisattvas is the king of prayer.
Shatse vade ini jabe jenu chibala shatse di ini jode ngubi dene songje nane ngubi dene yeba de kogor.
So then after that, then do the salutation to the youthful Manjushri. So when you do the prostration or salutation to the youthful Manjushri, then immediately you will know subject matter of this that text is dealing with the Abhidharma.
Sholoka tombo tiki karit tengo waris sona ani sha chese yute tengo waris sha chese mane chi chi tong tombo sombo tiki sha chese yute ten ani sikon tombo ni yire sha chese yute ten tama ni yeni gosun kubi gwan yeni sha chese yin sondo wa.
So this in all of the world, in all 10 directions, recite the Tathagatas of the past, present, and future. These two lines show the object of our prostration. And the next two line before each and every one of these lines among men, I bow down joyfully with body, speech, and mind. So these two lines indicate that we are doing the salutation or the prostration joyfully with our body, speech, and mind to the Buddhas of all the 10 directions. So how we're going to do this is a word in all 10 directions. It indicates that all the directions in all the worlds, you know, and the time in the past, present, in the future. There are past Buddhas, present, there are many Buddhas in the present, and many going to become Buddha in the future. So, you know, all those Buddhas who reside in all the 10 directions of the million world, those are the objects of our prostration. So here, this lion among men, it says that, you know, it is analogy, like in the jungle, the lion is the king. When the lion is there, you know, all the animals' power undermined by the lions. So, you know, like Buddhas of all the 10 directions and all the times, Buddhas are the lion among all the men.
So
all those 10 directions and times and the directions, all those Buddhas, you know, who are like a lion among men, I prostrate, do the salutation or the prostrations, imagining, you know, my body of many previous lives, body, bringing all this into mind, in my mind, and do the prostrations with those countless bodies. Or you can, we can imagine all the atoms in the world. We imagine bodies number like that, and then do the prostrations. That's how we visualize when we do the prostrations.
So
in brief, the object of our prostration is infinite, and as well as imagine when we do the prostration, our body and the being who doing the prostration also in infinite number. So first four lines, the prostration of the body, speech and mind, and the second line is physical prostration. So by the power of the wishes of the excellent conduct, each Buddha invoke becomes manifest with as many bodies as Adam in the universe. I bow down deeply to the victorious one. So bringing all the Buddha's good qualities into our mind and generate a deep admiration and inspiration and deeply move, and then, you know, with a deep faith, our body also imagine our body as many as atoms in the universe and bow down to all those Buddhas. So for example, you know, if we could able to experience and see the extraordinary qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then we will be really deeply moved by those qualities, and spontaneously we will generate a great deep admirations. So we bringing all this into mind, and without any hesitation, we have a, you know, really a deep, generate a deep faith, and then, you know, spontaneously we do the prostrations.
Pena tendri yendo a pena soso gi pena luichi la le mota mambo tendri chue yen yen ko yam mi bi yila male na ni sanji chawa de ne sanji rani gi chawa de la thoma me ba yin zane rani gi chawa thoma me ba chile mi ba che ni de ma yin na ta ye bi sanje thang ji mi ba che na yang do de sha che yin tendri gi lab chawa de sana chawa yer song do.
So as mentioned here, with as many bodies as atoms in the universe, it is hard to imagine, like mentioned here, then, you know, we can imagine that our, you know, life is beginningless. There's no beginning. There's infinite lifetimes. We reborn and again and again. So, you know, bringing all those in our mind, then there is infinite, countless bodies we change. So all those bringing them into our mind, and all these our, you know, birth, do the prostrations. That's thing when we do the prostration. If this is also hard to imagine, then, you know, imagine all the infinite number of mother sent beings behind you. When you do the prostration, all the mother sent beings do the prostration at the same time. So we can imagine like that too.
yon tenre sandu pena sanje sanje trangme pa da shewa mambo gi nolo la yon sanje chi la yon sosu gi zubo chi chi te pewa ma yin pa sanje chi la yon pa ji lu trangme pa chi ne sha se le tenre gi yon lab chi wa ji mi pa sandu.
So, and also, you know, there are infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So, you know, you can, if we could imagine, then we can visualize that for each of Buddha, we visualize our body in an infinite number and do the infinite prostrations for each of the Buddha.
Tē shōloka tōmbō nīpa nīgi tōnda tē tsāchi. Tā shōloka sōmbō tē tērē dāla dā, yī jī shā.
So these two conclude the two shōloks, and then we go to the third stanza of the shōloka.
Tā dījī tē nā dījī sāngjē nā sāngjē sēchī yī nā shūpa tē tā chī jōmē tāngjī jāwā tā kē kāwa mēyō sēngi tē yī jī shā rē dōs.
So this stanza of the shōloka talk about the mental prostration.
Tā yī jī shā kārī sā na pēnā dījī tī na dījī sāngjā na sāngjā sā jī yī na yūpa tā sī tī yāng sāngjā jī nē cī sāngjā yō cī rā bā jī rē ālē pēnā dījī jī tī tō yī nī pēnā ngā sū kī pēnā nē rī rā bā jī jī tī tō yī nī sāngjā mō chā mō bō kāntā jī nī dē gā rē sā jī yō rā wā kāntā dījī jī tī tī
So this reads, atop one particles, as many Buddhas as particles are settled amidst Bodhisattvas, their spiritual hearts.
Sanjay Injirda, did you think the Dini said this Sanjay Mato Yujimarida?
So, you know, here at the top one particles as Buddhas as particles. So in the top of one particle there can there is as many Buddhas as you know, smallest particles. So like that, you know, like mentioned here, are settled amidst Bodhisattvas, their spiritual heirs. Thus, Dharma Dhatu, the entire spheres of beings, abounds with the Buddhas that I have in visions. So that is the mental prostrations.
So, chidan pena tanda yu me ba shi zi sanje shiudan se goro sanje yi nedan rabu chi. Teta chi ju yin se so na pena ngosu ge nanki yin se so na tomba rabu chi rawa. Chi ju yin se so na yini bantan ki tombi ngang la yini sanje seta chepe ko wa chi la yini nye gosun tang yin gong kasa yi chi tang yin me ba che gen yin rabu chi re.
So it is like in a space, the particles, as many Buddhas as the particles, and in the midst of Bodhisattvas, you know. So I, with great faith, do the mental prostrations. So this what said here in the third stanza is not mere, you know, imagination of ours, but it is in reality the Buddha's situation is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha's body is the Buddha's omniscient mind, and the Buddha's body is inseparable. not like our body. This is our my mind, and this is my body. Two separate things. Not like that. Buddha's omniscient mind and the Buddha's body is inseparable. So that is why on the atop one particle there are many Buddhas as particle is possible. So next stanza would be the speech prostration. Using every tune of a multitude of melodies, I revere them with boundless oceans of acclaim, singing the praises of those gone to bliss. I honor your qualities, O victorious ones.
So
this boundless ocean means in a number, you know, countless, as like an ocean. And all the good qualities of the Buddhas, like their realizations and their, you know, omniscient minds and all those good qualities, bringing this to mind and sing in a multitude of melodies, and through our verbal and expressing those praises in a form of singing, and you know, do the verbal prostrations.
The solo logo or shasal tsigo or sasona ko maji bache gure dala da ta jinga so ki kale jone den 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 ni sojin den 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 de ro ni teda ge le chi so so ki go so ki bache ba ni teda ge ni den jo ba ni teda la ka je so so ki lu ju ni sha se na ka re chen ko jin den ji jo yi den ni dang sen ma le wa chen ro go sa la.
So all these, you know, prostrations to whom we are doing is, you know, we should not forget that we have the visualize the merit field, you know, after the bath, and then now we doing all this prostration. So this conclude the prostration limit practice.
Ta zong shen no ge sha ci bi yin shuo lo ke jin duo shuo lo ke ji ji ni ci mi ji ma ji ye ma xian na ye de yi de ne jie hui ye sheng yi ji xi wo jie gen da sa la dong zong.
So in this aspiration prayer, this there is four stanzas which reveals the prostration limit practice, even though we cannot able to understand in full detail, but we at least we should know that at this time body prostration, mental and verbal these things practice.
Tujung ngosong yala dimba dan rebe gwane re pene sha tene mocha sangi yi sona ngosong yala dingyo nona sha cibi katula nini kare sha de sago miyawa mi sha bi katula nrogo rwa la da mbo sha tene sangi yi na.
So if one is doing the 100,000 prostration, then we do the actual prostration not in here, but we do the actual prostration at the time of the confession limp practice.
Shang bong chi di ma tong sha la ri ri la ka se go gu du ta ne go ni mu ji sha chi bi ne go sa la ni pe na thoma ka re na lu yi ji bu ka re lo ge ji bu na ka je de la ka se du ta ne ko ro ra la mi ba che ne ni su jin ka go ku yi mi ba che ne mi ba che de bi ta da la ni ma go sha je ne ko chi go sha se go ra je ne sa na sa de wa yo le song do.
So if one is doing 100,000 prostration conjunction with the 35 confession Buddhas, then you know it is convenient that divide the 100,000 into 35, and then that number of prostration emphasize on each 35 confession Buddhas. That would be convenient and easy to, you know, visualize. So the next is the offering practice, limp practice.
추비연라데 신드네 개첨보 휴지레서 손도 변한가 속이 이제 된 탐에 받아서 이게 신사 야포트를 로지를 로도 따야 말하는 펌부 휴지 찍으래스 대래 나 변한 나 진의 제 명이 지라 아니 야근 대신 해 봐게 이제 로도 따 추세게 사기 정보지 나 아니 지하선나 펌부 먼저 가르치나 손도 당어 손을 소화게 이게 문도 와.
So this offering limp practice is very important. As in a fertile land, if farmer could not able to sow in one season, then how much he feel loss and regret. Likewise here, the offering limp practice you can do, you know, in the spring, in the autumn, and in the winter, and in the summer, in all the four seasons, you can practice. So if you could not do this practice and neglect this practice, then how loss and regret we should be. So we will do the seven limb practice according to the aspiration prayer. So as usual, there are surpassed offerings and unsurpassed offerings. So the first four lines or the stanza is the surpass
offering.
So this, I make a mistake. This two stanzas would be the surpass offering. Do I need to read this thing? Some pious flowers, beautiful garlands, precious parasols, fine sandals and blooms, radiant lamps, and the most fragrant incense. I offer them to you. O victorious ones, such a wonderful race, all perfectly presented, exquisite apparels and sweet-smelling perfumes, jars of scented water piled high like a mountain, I offer them to you, O victorious ones.
As we
go as the line, there are seven different kind of offering objects. First is the sumptuous flower is the actual flower offering, and beautiful garland is flower made into a garland.
And
in India, still there's a tradition, they make a flower garland and as well as a flower petals in a separate offerings, all this still exists in India, and it really is in the sutra.
Sinye sidi ini nomba ta chuba ta ini kada ini bebasana doa. Sicheda sinye sidi drapi ero.
And precious parasols is the third, and the fourth is a fine symbol is the you know sound offering.
Shupa sidi ini kasa trishimbo tundu yoni ini sholo toba la cha cha ta sanare konje kuzula shuwa sanare konje trishimbo yuri chobare doa.
And the balms here is like a scent, you know, fragrances like a lotion.
Then do chu sing de chidang ene nge se ma chidang ko sadu si bi chobi tanda du se chidang ngo chu chi chawan de jin jiro ko je tan ri chu du tan de do.
And the precious parasol is like an umbrella.
Ani ma me se de ani ma me no lo la tindi chi mai pe pe de ma da ani chu shin bo khane ye ani ma me tan de do. Kon de she jo de chu sang tan de chu ma shin bo khaye ye ani ma me jo do.
Radiant lamps means not only it dispel the darkness, also it has fragrances too.
And
most fragrant incense means, you know, all the different kind of fragrant plant or natural herbs or whatever gather together and you know make a incense.
Dilige sambo teda ini jawata dala choba chege yinse jawata dala ne choba chese.
And all these offerings as mentioned here, I offer them to you. The victorious one is our merit field.
And
such a wonderful arrays is like a dress or a cloth. You know, the celestial beings, their cloth is not like ours, you know. When you fold it together, it can come in your fold in your palm, and if you really spread out, it will cover all the world like that.
So
all perfectly presented exquisite apparel means, you know, the fragrances spread out inside and outside the places like that, you know. Like here, you know, when in some house when we go in, they have a you know good kind of smell spread in and out like that.
Bana shema pa mararo nyoba thon sidi ini tisu de tnu yura ma gima pe ntu de resa nge kasla iba bena trishin bo tnu khangi ye sa ro bo dan ba kanga ya ru ru jena ani thoka de ni la bena nga chon kasa ba resa nge jero kan je tnu ye jena thoka la jansen ro bo zo ni pe tnu ye jero ta nyoba.
So, and the sweet smelling perfumes, jar of scented powder piled high like a mountain. So, it is like all the perfumes, different kind of good smell perfumes in the form of a powder and pile up like a mountain.
Sholola ko taga sanga chuchi sapung sa sonde re do phuma se sona ni re re ta ji bore na yulo ne ya kanje re ro ta nya bodan phe re do.
So the two different kind you know, one is wrap up in a sack or put up in a sack, and one is just pile up like a mountain. So this in Tibet, in the in some monasteries they have on the top of their roof.
Kubi cheba papi chokin ju sedi ini kubba kan ya bata ini kan cheba de papa ini kyun ini shuji java seta java na pyogin yin sedi.
So all these things gather together and arrange in a, you know, a beautiful way, and the material as best as we could gather all those things and offer them to you, O victorious ones. So all these, you know, most substances, offering substances, you know, we cannot able to gather. So it's a kind of, you know, visualization practice.
Tele mejoy chosun ba pena chuba yo meji goben zeba shang wang singe de yini chuba ye pe ye je de la yini yo ji meng ji go res ju du cha ma yin ji go res na da ji.
And these offering substances is need to be pure, should not be polluted or contaminated.
Tele pena ju yo da kinu yo se gre ju yo yina pena kon pe ye je de mejen da ta ne ji khali jo ban da bo kama jo cha pa jo da bo ma bin shi wa da bo ni gen ji yin da yi kan ji ji ran la ma hon wa ji yin da yi ten da pyo so ten ji chen ni ju yo cha ga de sa.
So contaminated or the polluted means that, you know, these offering substances you have earned, you know, not like you just, you know, steal from somebody, you don't own it, or you got it through deceiving people or any, or through exploitations and through wrong means. If you obtain this kind of offering substances, then it is contaminated and polluted. You didn't earn it, you just, you know, exploited. And also, you know, intentionally not polluted or contaminated. Intentionally means that you set up and make all those offerings for your name or for your power or for a competition, like that. If you do like that, you have a thought like that, then, you know, it has become ruin all your offering substances.
Chuna kong zang zang da kong yaya pyu gore yes. De ma pyu yin na mi longwa ji ye mi da denpa chung go ko tong de chi ba re song do.
And if we don't practice righteously and we do it wrongly, then it would be like blind people try to deceive unblind people.